The activist group Puente led anti-Trump protesters to the convention center around 4:30, and police ushered them into place behind barricades on the north side of Monroe Street. On the south side, the group Bikers for Trump looked out for the president's supporters as they waited to go in the convention center.
Well, you won't see our guys engaging with these protesters and screaming and shouting matches.
Chris Cox is the founder of Bikers for Trump.
In the event some of these Trump supporters don't feel safe afterwards, we'll escort them to their car.
After the rally, people exited the convention center near 2nd and Adams Streets, where they were greeted by a handful of protesters. Trump supporter Ingrid Maines smiled and waved as she walked by.
Yes, I said thank you for showing up. Only in America.
If she had stopped to talk with the protesters, Maines says she would have told them the rally was about unity.
We're one country, we're all Americans, we want jobs.
But unity was not on people's minds one block north of there. Michelle Marisco was in the crowd when protesters and police clashed.
As Trump wrapped up his speech inside, the crowd began to fade out into the street. Julia Nunn said she came out to participate in a Democratic protest.
I have a sense that things are moving backwards rather than forwards, that we were in a more progressive place, a more compassionate place, and within days of the inauguration, things started feeling different.
Protesters started marching toward the city's capital. At that point, police said officers were attacked with rocks and bottles, and the crowd began to run. Then police fired flashbang grenades and pepper balls at the crowd. People ran through the heavy fog, some screaming and others vomiting. One individual was injured and carried into a building. A police helicopter flew over the dispersing crowd. Tariq Watts was one of those leaving as a helicopter was overhead.
And I think that the spotlight is on Phoenix right now. We need all peoples to come together. We had Latino movements, Black movements, LGBT movements, trans movements. Everyone was there making sure their voice was heard. And that's what we need more of in a city with a reputation for being this conservative.
Police arrested two people for aggravated assault, a third for criminal damage, and a fourth on an existing warrant. From Phoenix, I'm Michelle Marisco.
Phoenix police used pepper spray and pepper balls as well as flashbangs after they say protesters threw gas and rocks at the officers.
They're putting tear gas into the crowd. People are throwing more things, a lot of water bottles into the crowd, into the police.
The crowd dispersed but lingered as the police marched north in riot gear up 2nd Street. Rachel Stoneburner was protesting with Indigenous Solidarity Group Arizona Stands. She says she was hit with projectiles and pepper spray.
I've never been in anything like this. It's wrong. It's so wrong. It's inhumane as possible for them just to get us out of there. They could have just marched towards us.
Officials estimate tens of thousands came downtown for the rally and no one was seriously injured. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.